This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. Have you ever been in a situation when you felt hatred towards another person? Now, it's a very personal question, I know, but today I'd like to have a look at this topic. It's something that we sort of shy away from. We don't talk about this sort of thing, but some people have. Now, Richard Nixon, the one-time president of the United States, once said this, "Always remember others may hate you, but those who hate you don't win unless you hate them, and then you destroy yourself." Now, that's a great statement. Always remember, others may hate you, but those who hate you don't win unless you hate them, and then you destroy yourself. Now, maybe Richard Nixon was talking from his own experience, I don't know, but if you hate others, you will eventually destroy yourself. Eleanor Roosevelt said that hate and force cannot be in just a part of the world without having an effect on the rest of it. And that seems to be obvious as well. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, he said, "Goodness is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness." And even quoting history again, Abraham Lincoln, who had his share of enemies, said that he used to destroy his enemies by loving them. What a great idea. I read the story of a 14-year-old boy who in America was convicted for shooting and killing an innocent teenager in a gang-related incident. And at the trial, the teenage boy who died, his mother actually attended the trial and sat quietly there until the verdict of guilty was announced. And this 14-year-old boy was sentenced to a juvenile facility for a number of years. And she looked at him when she had the opportunity to say something, said, "I'm going to kill you." A few months later, this woman went to visit the young lad in prison. She started giving him money for cigarettes. She brought him some food, small gifts, and kept on visiting him on a regular basis. And after 3 years, this boy was eligible for parole. But it was suddenly realized that he had nowhere to live. So this woman invited him to her home. She helped him get a job. And then after a while, a few more months, she said to him, "I don't want you to live because you killed my son. I want to change you. You see, my boy has gone, and that killer, that boy has gone as well. If you'll stay with me, I've got room in my home, and I'd like to adopt you as my son, if you'll let me." And you know that this remarkable woman became the mother of her son's killer. She became the mother that he never had. Now, that's a true story. That's in a book called The Art of Forgiveness, Loving Kindness and Peace, written by Jack Kornfield. So no wonder the Bible says some strong words about this. In Proverbs 10, verse 12, we read these words, "Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all things." So you've got these two extremes, haven't you? Love and hatred. The Hebrew word for hatred simply refers to a strong dislike for another person. So strong dislike for people stirs up arguments. And the more we dislike someone, the more we'll probably have conflict with that person. We call these things personality conflicts. But love, well, on the other hand, love covers all wrongs. So there it is. And I'm interested in what Jesus said. And in Luke chapter 6 from verse 27, this is what Jesus said about enemies. He said, "I say to you who hear," if you're listening, he said, "love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other also. From him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, don't ask for them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also should do the same thing." Interesting comment there. Jesus said, do good to those who hate you. And so when Jesus calls us to love those who might hate us, he's actually calling us to do something that's totally contrary to our human nature, isn't it? Our nature says, I want to get revenge. But hatred, well, we need to deal with it and allow God to bring love in its place. Thank you today, Heavenly Father, for your word. It brings wisdom and insight in a way that we sometimes can't understand. Help us, Lord, not to have enemies, but to love each person. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.